U.S. military forces boarded another oil tanker in the Caribbean Sea Friday, the fifth tanker seized as part of the Trump administration's efforts to control the production and global distribution of Venezuela's oil products. Also Friday, President Donald Trump met in the White House with what he described as almost two dozen of the biggest and most respected oil and gas executives in the world to talk about Venezuelan oil.
American companies will have the opportunity to rebuild Venezuela's rotting energy infrastructure and eventually increase oil production to levels never, ever seen before. When you add Venezuela and the United States together, we have 55% of the oil in the world. The United States is number one. We have them drilling. Drill, baby, drill was my campaign.
Trump's plan is for the American oil companies to invest at least $100 billion to tap into Venezuela's massive oil reserves. He says the companies do not need money, but they need government protection, and Trump is promising them security.
And the people of the United States are going to be big beneficiaries because we're going to be extracting, you know, numbers of, in terms of oil, like, you know, few people have ever seen, actually. So, you're dealing with us directly. You're not dealing with Venezuela at all. We don't want you to deal with Venezuela.
ExxonMobil CEO Darren Woods told Trump Venezuela today is uninvestable. He says significant changes need to be made in the legal system.
We've had our assets seized there twice. And so you can imagine to re-enter a third time would require some pretty significant changes from what we've historically seen here and what is currently the state.
The executives gave only vague words of support for Trump's plan, and none of them committed to investing. Although Trump did make a rather veiled threat, saying the administration will be deciding soon what companies can be part of the deal.
And if you don't want to go in, just let me know, because I got 25 people that aren't here today that are willing to take your place.
Since Trump's ouster of the Venezuelan president and seizure of oil tankers, Trump has talked up the possibility of further actions elsewhere in the Americas, touting what he describes as a bigger, newer version of the old Monroe Doctrine that he calls the Donroe Doctrine. In response to a reporter's question, Trump spoke about his plans to take over Greenland.
But right now, we are going to do something on Greenland, whether they like it or not, because if we don't do it, Russia or China will take over Greenland, and we're not going to have Russia or China as a neighbor.
He said he's a fan of Denmark, but he added the fact that they had a boat land there 500 years ago does not mean they own the land.
I would like to make a deal, you know, the easy way, but if we don't do it the easy way, we're going to do it the hard way.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.